For 2 years, the Marinette County Board of Supervisors have been aware that the UW Fieldhouse and its campus are available for sale or lease. Recently, the Greater Marinette Menominee YMCA expressed its intent to purchase the UW Fieldhouse and move the YMCA with a symbolic price of $1. Marinette County Board Administrator John LaFave shared his perspective on the matter.
Some of the big players in town, some of the bigger industries, other players in town have looked at it, shown no interest after looking at it. I question when Supervisor Norton indicates that this property is worth hundreds of millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars maybe. Okay. Yeah, if you were to probably find a use for the existing building and then sell the vacant land that is not wetland, if you were to cordon off half of it, you know, 10 acres, when you're getting $500,000 for it, it could be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. I would not say that it's worth even close to a million.
Bottom line is, you've got to decide for your constituents if you want this to be a community asset and saved as a community asset for everyone in the community to use, LaFave stated. Out of the $2 million grant funds available, the YMCA requested $500,000 for a planned 17,000 square foot expansion to the Fieldhouse.
Provided everything in the letter of intent, provided they come up with $4 million in donations, and provided we can secure $500,000 for that campus for whatever their uses are, then yes, this deal will go through. And the rezoning, I think, is the other thing. If one of those things don't happen, then there's a good chance this deal isn't going to go through. All of these things, these conditions that are in this letter of intent have to occur in order for this to happen, and we got 1 year to make them happen.
Following extensive discussion, the county board voted in favor of the YMCA's proposal, with 22 members supporting and 4 opposing the decision. The agreement includes the YMCA purchasing the UW Fieldhouse for $1 and receiving $500,000 in grant support. For the time being, the county board also approved River City's community pool to continue operating the UW Fieldhouse for another year. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch.